You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pyne from Newstalk ZB.
Speaking of standout individuals, James McConey's here. Hello, mate.
Oh, cheers, Piney. What an intro. What a segue, all in one. Great to be on the show. Yeah, I watched Anthony Edwards. What a freak. We can talk about NBA a bit later, but yes, the changing of the guard is happening.
Changing of the guard, here's another segue for you. In Super Rugby, we're seeing it unfold before our eyes. Another loss for the Crusaders yesterday.
Yeah, they're just in a bit of a spiral, aren't they? The downward spiral where everything that can go wrong will go wrong. I sort of liken it to one of those, you know, sitcoms of Fawlty Towers or Curb Your Enthusiasm for the more modern audience. But for you, in our terms, I think, Piney, you can relate it to being an MC, you know, where you have, you know, you've done well over the past 6 years emceeing an event, and then you turn up and suddenly there's a drunk guy in your face, there are hecklers, the mic isn't working properly, the jokes don't land. You know, you do a Q&A with a person who clearly has disdain for you. And to me, that's the Crusaders season.
I feel very much seen in this analogy, I must say. having emceed the Phoenix Awards the other night, I feel as though you were there lurking in the background looking for material for the slot. But yeah, you're right. You know, all good things must come to an end, to coin a phrase. The Crusaders aren't going to end. They're just going through a trough that other teams have experienced over the last little while. The Highlanders will back themselves, won't they, next weekend to beat the Crusaders in Dunedin?
Yeah, I think so. The Highlanders are starting to get things right. Although I don't think all is lost for the Crusaders. I really believe they will make the playoffs. I don't mind David Havili at 10, by the way. You know, not a bad position for him, not a bad career move at this point. But that will take time as well. So they've really got to mainland cheese this one, Piney. And good things take time. And once with no razor, we've talked about the players that they've been missing and losing Scott Barrett early. That does hurt you. A lot's going to hurt any team. And I saw Cody Taylor in the back of the coach's box just grimacing, looking. He had the angry, sort of, it was angry, sad coach's face on himself. But yeah, the Highlanders, not too bad in Tonga.
No, that was, I enjoyed that. It was absolutely hosing down, wasn't it? Just that tropical rain over there. But every time we get to see rugby in the Pacific Islands, whether it be, you know, the games in Fiji and Apia, or in this case up in Tonga and Nuku'alofa, I just absolutely love the scenes we see from the locals, who are obviously just absolutely ecstatic that they get to watch a game of this calibre.
It was just awesome. They're just treating everything like the terraces or the bank embankment and in the grandstand, treating it like a slip and slide. So they were having fun no matter what. The rugby was really good. I thought some of the skill, Jacob Ratumakavuki Neatkins, just with an incredible try, the pickup there. But also, I was really happy to see some of the Tongan players go back. Falau Fakatava, obviously, famously from Tonga, played age group for them. The Anisi brothers are from Moana Pacifica. Sione Havili as well. Talitui, who is in the Moana team. This is really cool. They actually need to have more games in Nuku'alofa and give them a chance. The weather will be good. It normally is. You know, it's you get they got the other side of it. But yeah, it's beautiful. And if you time it right, you can go and swim with the humpback whales.
I didn't know that. That's a tourist attraction in Tonga. Brilliant. Oh, we'll have to organise a weekend sport trip up there at the next available opportunity. Just on Super Rugby again, back home, the Chiefs last night. I'm obviously you're a Chiefs fan, so you've probably been watching them with a degree of curiosity this season, wondering when they'll actually hit their straps. They look like they did last night.
Yeah, I think they're looking a lot better, a lot more cohesive. There are players who seem to be just sort of finding themselves at this level. Kalyn Boshier is one, captaining and playing number 7. He's looking outstanding at the moment. And we have a couple of new props coming through, which is good to see. Tyrone Thompson got some game time at hooker. His twin brother's playing for the Newcastle Knights later today. So if you missed him last night, you can see his DNA later on Sky at 4 o'clock. But what I was most impressed by, I think, is really just seeing Damien McKenzie settle in and just run the cutter like a true first five. And I can't wait to see him play number 10 for the All Blacks for the entire season. Give him the jersey, see what he can do at test level. We haven't had a first five really like that, even though I love Richie Mwonga and Bowden Barrett. I just think that Damien could offer something different.
Yeah, I agree. I totally endorse what you're saying. I'd be giving him the 10 jersey and taking away the fear that one bad performance might see him lose it. Because he's that kind of player, isn't he? He might have he's not rocks and diamonds. He's mainly diamonds, but he has the odd rock. And if that's out of his mind, look, I'm not going to get dropped even if I do have a couple of erratic periods during a game. I think that would, on the face of things anyway, give him the confidence to play his natural game. I think you're right. He's not like a first five we've had for a long time. Oh, yeah, I hope he gets the 10 jersey.
Yeah, the excitement is there from Damien. He just seems to pop up in all the different places. He's still got that electric speed, which is great to see. Fearless, tries things as well, you know, like the flick passes. You're kind of getting, if you want to use a rugby league analogy, you're getting a sort of combo of Benji Marshall and Nathan Cleary. So, I love the way that Damien's been playing at 10.
What a combo that is. Yeah, what a combo. Hey, Lau, speaking of the NBA, which we did just before, LeBron is out of the NBA playoffs?
Yes, LeBron has, first round exit, but they put up a fight, and LeBron's been putting up incredible numbers this year. He turned 39 in December, so he's still going to play next season. This is the thing, Piney. I think next season the NBA is going to be so fascinating. You've already talked about Anthony Edwards, who's playing for Minnesota. Victor Wembanyama, the seven foot four Frenchman, is that's as tall as Andre the Giant, I think. Anyway, so he's playing for the San Antonio Spurs. So that's a second year season for him. And then you've got LeBron at age 40 wanting to play with his son who's in the NBA draft. It's going to be so fascinating, but I just think that LeBron is, it's interesting the way he's getting eulogized quite a bit now because he's a lightning rod for criticism, but I've loved watching him play and evolve, and I hope he goes around one more time and then there's a fairy tale ending. You know, he's not going to get to Michael Jordan's level, but he might get another title.
Yeah, I mean, what a player, absolute icon of the game. Hey, I want to touch on the Premier League. Both Arsenal and Manchester City won overnight, so they stay neck and neck at the top. Arsenal are one point ahead, but Manchester City have a game in hand. Liverpool are now not in this race anymore, a two-horse race. Can you see Manchester City dropping their bundle? Because if they win out, they win again.
Yeah, look, it's hard to see it. And I was basically, of course, I was waiting for Erling Haaland to do something. The first week that I drop him as captain of my Premier League fantasy team, he goes and scores 4 goals, Pony. This is crazy stuff. But all I want to say is like, I love a two-horse race near the end where it actually means something every single game. I think you just never know. The Premier League is hard. Just like Super Rugby and the NRL, there are games where you're just not sure how things are going to go. So they still have to play Spurs, Man City. They've got to play West Ham and Fulham. Look, not to be sniffed at. So watch the space. It's getting really exciting.
Absolutely. And just on football, obviously the Wellington Phoenix will later on this evening find out the identity of their semi-final opponent in the A-League men's. Sydney FC dispatched Macarthur last night, so Sydney FC are through. Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City tonight. If Melbourne Victory win that game, then the Phoenix will play Melbourne Victory. If Melbourne City win that game, then the Phoenix will play Sydney FC. What would you prefer?
I think I prefer Victory, and I know they're higher on the table, and I know that Sydney FC is this amazing rivalry, and you know you get to see Ufuk again, and you know there's so many storylines, but I'm feeling that we can take down the Victory. I think we're a different team that played them earlier in the season when we had a hiccup. Just the way that we build from the back and people like Ben Old and Craig are so instrumental in everything we do. And Costa's confidence now is something that we didn't have in that early Victory games. Your thoughts, though, Piney?
Yeah, No. You don't need to defer. We can just discuss it as equals. It doesn't need to be any difference here. But I have been saying all week that I think the Phoenix match up better against the sides from New South Wales than the sides from Melbourne. So I was kind of hoping that Melbourne City would win tonight and that would feed them into the game against the Mariners, and then the Phoenix would play the winner of the Sydney FC Macarthur game, which is now Sydney FC. Watching Sydney FC play last night, and I'm not saying that, you know, we should be frightened of anybody. They looked really, really good against a, to be fair, fairly limited Macarthur side. But funnily enough, I had Alex Rufer in studio yesterday. I had a great chat with him, and he said to me afterwards when we were leaving, he said, "I actually believe we are the best team in the A-League. Yeah. On our day, we are the best team." He goes, and it seems funny even saying it. So I actually don't think they care who they play.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with Alex Rufer, because I'm thinking about, let's talk about it, like November Phoenix. We're talking about May Phoenix, right? So that's Ben Old with a full season of tormenting everybody. Cruyff just finding his way. Tim Payne scoring goals. It's a totally different team. Like this, there's no way. Pennington just putting the ball on a sixpence. There's a way that we play now that I don't think I've ever seen the Phoenix team play.
That's a very good way of putting it. A text through, Piney. One of our best trips was swimming with the whales in Tonga. We spent one hour playing with them. It was awesome. So there you go. An endorsement of the whale experience up in Tonga, James.
Yeah, it's the best thing. And, you know, the Tonga took an absolute hammering from the eruption in 2022, I think it was, and it just affected the island and its tourism. So, yeah, if you're thinking of a holiday, there's nothing better than swimming with the humpbacks. Apparently the babies come up and mum just stays down on the down the bottom, and you can see the bubbles rise up, and it's an incredible experience, yeah.
Amazing stuff. Always love chatting sport to you, James. We'll pick it up again next Sunday.
Yeah, I'm here for any whale chat that you need, okay? We'll next week.
All right. I'll come up with some particularly searching questions around whales. Thanks, James. James McConey, catch him on the Alternative Commentary Collective, Crowd Goes Wild, and other social media platforms.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.